is behind weight concerns. Only two laws dictate experiences: inspiration from divinity and memory stored in the subconscious mind. The former brand new, the latter old. Jesus is purported to have said, "Seek ye first the kingdom," zero, "and all else will be added," inspiration. Zero is the residence of you and divinity, from where and from whom all blessings, wealth, health, and peace flow. Poi, Dr. Hugh Len.
From what I could see, Dr. Hugh Len was looking past intentions and going to source, this zero state, where there are zero limits. From there, you experience memory or inspiration. Concern about weight is a memory. The only thing to do is love it and forgive it and even give thanks for it. By cleaning it, the divine has a chance to come through with an inspiration. What appears to be the truth is that my desire to overeat, which made me obese most of my life, was a program. It bubbles up from my unconscious. Unless I clean it, it will stay there and keep bubbling. As it keeps surfacing, I have to keep being aware of my choice to overeat or not. This ends up being a lifelong battle. It's no fun. Yes, you can override the tendency to indulge by saying no to it, but obviously that takes enormous energy and diligence. In time, it may become a new habit, but what a hell to go through to get there. Instead, by cleaning on the memory, it will one day disappear. Then the desire to overeat will no longer resurface. Only peace will remain. In short, intention was a limp rag compared to inspiration. As long as I kept intending to do something, I kept fighting with what is. As soon as I gave in to inspiration, life transformed. I still wasn't sure if this was how the world actually worked, and I was still confused about the power of intention, so I decided to keep exploring. I had dinner with Rhonda Byrne, the creator and producer of the hit movie The Secret. I asked her something I longed to know. I asked, "Did you create the idea for the movie, or did you receive the idea?" I knew she had received the inspiration to create the now famous movie trailer that caused a viral marketing epidemic for the movie. And if for some reason you don't know about the movie, go to thesecret.tv. She once told me that the idea for the movie teaser came to her suddenly and within a few seconds. She made the actual preview within 10 minutes. Clearly, she received some sort of inspiration that led to the making of the strongest movie teaser in history. But I wanted to know if the idea for the final feature movie itself came from inspiration or if she felt she did it for some other reasons. This was the crux of my concern about intentions. Were we stating intentions that made a difference or receiving ideas that we later called intentions? That's what I asked her as we sat together at dinner. Rhonda was quiet a long time. She looked off, contemplating my question, searching within herself for the answer. Finally, she spoke. "I'm not sure," she said. "The idea came to me for sure, but I did the work. I created it, so I'd say I made it happen." Her answer was revealing. The idea came to her, which means it came to her as an inspiration. Since the movie is so powerful and so well done and so brilliantly marketed, I can only believe it's all a divine unfolding. Yes, there was work to do, and Rhonda did it. But the idea itself came as an inspiration. It's interesting that after the movie had been out for several months and the buzz for it was reaching historic proportions, Rhonda sent out an email to all the stars in it, saying the movie now had a life of its own. Rather than stating intentions, she was answering calls and seizing opportunities. A book was coming out. Larry King was doing a two-part special based on the ideas in the movie. An audio version was coming out. Sequels were in the works. When you come from the zero state, where there are zero limits, you don't need intentions. You simply receive and act, and miracles happen. You can stop the inspiration, however. Rhonda could have said no to the nudge urging her to make the movie. That seems to be where free will comes into play. When the idea to do something appears in your mind, coming from either inspiration or memory, you can choose to act on it or not, if you are aware of the impulse. According to Jeffrey Swartz, in his powerful book, The Mind and the Brain, your conscious will, your power to choose, can veto the impulse that started in your unconscious. In other words, you may get the impulse to pick up this recording, but you can override that impulse if you wanted to do so. That's free will, or, as Swartz describes it, free won't. He writes, in later years, he, Leavitt, embraced the notion that free will serves as a gatekeeper for thoughts bubbling up from the brain and did not duck the moral implications of that. William James, the legendary psychologist, felt that free will took place after the impulse to do something and before you actually did it. Again, you can say yes or no to it. It takes mindfulness to see the choice. What Dr. Hu Len was teaching me is by constantly cleaning all thoughts, whether inspiration or memory, I would be better able to choose what was right in that moment. I began to see that my weight loss came because I chose not to obey the memory or habit that was nudging me to eat more and exercise less. By choosing not to follow those addictive impulses, I was kicking in my free will or free won't ability. In other words, the urge to overeat was a memory, not an inspiration. It came from a program, not from the divine. I was ignoring the program or overriding it. What I gathered Dr. Hu Len would suggest as a better approach is to love the program until it dissolved and all that remained was divinity. I still didn't quite understand all of this, but I was listening and choosing to not cancel anything out because it was new. Little did I know what was in store for me next.